to think about what did God did the pandemic thing, did it kind of disrupt people's lives? It did in the probably not so much out here as it did other places. There are, people that had plans, that had businesses that no longer exist because of mandates that come down that they couldn't, for the cafes and such, that they couldn't gather together. And I think of those people that had plans, that desired to do, to had plans for tomorrow. And it always makes me think, God says, you have plans for tomorrow, but you better, say, if God wills, I'll go ahead and do this or that. Do I seek God's will? Sometimes not, I think. We need to, does it disrupt people's lives? I thought of the Tower of Babel in Genesis 11 when God went and confused their language. That was kind of an upset, wasn't it? What did those people do? Did they just give up? What can we do? They spread out throughout the earth, didn't they? Did God have a plan? Yeah. Does God have a plan that for us? Do we want to go back to what, to the normal, to what we were doing? Or do we want to seek what God wants us to do? I'd just like to turn to James 4. I'd like to read a couple verses. James 4, I'll read 13 through 16. Come now, you who say, today or tomorrow we shall go to such and such a city and spend a year there and engage in business and make a profit. Yet you do not know what your life will be like tomorrow. You are just a vapor that appears for a little while and then vanishes away. Instead, you ought to say, if the Lord wills, we shall live and also do this or that. But as it is, you boast in your arrogance. All such boasting is evil. Therefore, to one who knows the right thing to do it and does not do it, to him it is sin. We have no guarantee. When Larry and Bobby said the words I do almost 70 years ago now, did you think you'd celebrate your 70th anniversary? It's such a blessing to I can remember when my dad turned 50 years old. I was about 9 years old, 11 years or 10 years old, and I thought, man, he's got one foot in the grave, and I'll never live to be that old, and I've beat it by 20 years. So God has a plan, doesn't he? And we need to, anything that takes away from God is our idol, isn't it? If we have something that is more important than God, that's an idol to us, isn't it? Do we Do we want our life to be so normal that we idolize our life? Or do we say, God, what do you want me to do? Where do I need to go? What do I need to do? You know, what is God's view of normal? Have we ever thought of what's God consider normal? You know, normal is pretty, we feel secure, don't we? If things are kind of going along, it makes us feel secure, doesn't it? But what does God consider normal? Do we place our expectations ahead of God's? You know, sometimes I get involved in things, and normal is kind of feels good. I know what to expect. But what if God throws up something that, like the pandemic that we just went through? Did the Israelite people, when Moses told Pharaoh to let the people go, did he expect the things that happened to him? He didn't, did he? Did God use things to get him to wake up to who God was? Well, he said finally he'd let him go, but then he changed his mind, didn't he? And it probably cost him his life. You know, in Isaiah 55, verse 6, it says, "Seek the Lord while he may be found, for today is the day of salvation." Satan's alive and well, isn't he? Is he working on us? Is he working on me? On the young people? Well, I got time. I can remember... Well, I was probably in high school. We, you know, Dad made sure that we went to church every Sunday. Did I know that I needed to be baptized into Christ? Yeah. But I was young. I thought I was pretty strong, and I thought I could do, you know, there'll be time to do that. But we don't have that guarantee of time, do we? Our time, you know, now is the day of salvation. I guess I'll say I was very fortunate, blessed by God to not be hardened to the fact that I couldn't see God for who He was. But this world is hardening our hearts all the time, isn't it? You know, this is a song that we often sing, this world is not my home. I'm just a passing through. God has allowed us to, you know, as we talked, He has given us a choice, hasn't He? And he says, I love you. I died for you. Do you love me enough to follow me, to come to me? You know, don't let the world harden your heart. The known is always a lot more comfortable than the unknown. And I think we all experience that to a sense in this past year. The known is a lot easier than the unknown, isn't it? Sometimes we live in America. We want things, as Americans, we want all things to come easy. We want a good life. We want things that we can enjoy. Is that wrong? No. But there may come a time when we don't have those things. Are we, do we say, God, help me? I think of the guy that said, help my unbelief. God, do you help me to believe that you are God, that you are capable of doing anything? Sometimes I think, and I'll point myself, finger at myself, we feel secure with our health, our family. We got pretty good job. Our government, the last little while we haven't put much faith in government, or I haven't, because of what's been going on. But do we think that this world is gonna give us everything we need? As we think of this, as we've come out of it, I've been thinking, I don't know. I told Kevin this had been on my mind for quite a while. I won't tell everybody how long it's been on my mind, but how do we, what do we consider normal? But what do, do we, do I? Am I willing to do whatever it takes to become comfortable as normal? And I don't, as I've been thinking about this, I don't really want to go back to normal. I want God to prick us, to stimulate us to love and good deeds. Does he want more of us? Maybe. Do we have the opportunity to make a different decision on what we're going to do for God? Do we want to seek God's will more all the time? Is it a desire for us to have Jesus living within us? I think it is. As we think of this pandemic that had occurred, can it happen again? Will God allow it again? Maybe. As As Christians, you know, God said, Jesus said, I came that all may have life. There's a lot of the world that don't have life, isn't there? Does God want us to do more? I'd just like us to close. I'm going to read a verse out of Philippians 3. Philippians 3:13 and 14. Here Paul says, I'll start in verse 12. Not that I have already obtained it or have already become perfect, but I press on in order that I may lay hold of that for which also I was laid hold of by Christ Jesus. Brethren, I do not regard myself as having laid hold of it yet, but one thing I do, forgetting what lies behind and reaching forward to what lies ahead, I press on toward the goal for the prize of the upward call of God in Christ Jesus. And I just pray that each of us will press on to that goal for the prize of the upward call of God in Christ Jesus. We'll sing a song, and if anyone needs prayers of the church, encouragement, anything, please come as we stand and sing.